You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work, so I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
One more sleep until game day is what I've got in there.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Preseason football.
Right? Can we just agree? Can we just agree? I'll just say what I always say about preseason. This happened with the Hall of Fame game, and it will surely happen tomorrow. Leading up, 1 o'clock. All right, preseason game. Good. Let's go. About 1:15, 1:20. What are we doing here? What am I investing my time in here? What is happening here? It's always the same. Like you get excited for that, whatever the new threshold is that means football is creeping closer. You get excited for it, and then just kind of like, all right, what else is on? When do the real games begin? Because I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to be taking notes on how Landon Jackson's bend is coming around the edge. Although he is someone I am very interested to see tomorrow, so I'm, you know, it's going to cut both ways. I'm curious about some guys, but overall, the preseason is just. You know, leaves you wanting nothing more than guys getting off the field healthy.
But the buildup is good.
Sure.
The buildup is good. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's like training camp, right? You build up, you're there, okay. All right, when are we going home? When are we going back to Buffalo, right?
I mean, there's only so many milkshakes I can have here.
When are we getting to the first preseason game?
Right.
It's like the draft. Build up. Oh my God, there's a lot of stuff building up to the draft, and then suddenly it's over, and everybody you thought about it's on other team you don't care about anymore.
Right.
You're like,
right.
Heck with that guy. We didn't want him. What about our guy?
It's just all filed away so that, like, 3 years later when the guy's name comes up,
you
go, TCU, right?
Yeah. Right? I liked him a few years ago coming out.
I remember him. Arkansas, I think. Yeah.
It's the same thing with preseason. I think it's that buildup of, to me, it's a little bit of psychological, which is you see them on the field, you see them playing, it brings you to a spot where you know you're almost there. You're almost to week one. Football's here. We have football every weekend now. You can start talking about all of these things that you've been kind of having tertiary discussions around for the last several months. And I think that's what tomorrow is. It's for me, too. It's a back to a routine, right?
Right.
And especially because it's a 1 o'clock game tomorrow. It's like a Sunday 1 o'clock game.
Right.
I was just talking with some people today about how we'll treat it just like a Sunday 1 o'clock game, and all the things that we normally do on a Sunday, we're just going to do on a Saturday, which is good for us to get back into our routine on the radio broadcast and going to the stadium, the timing for everything there. So for me, that's a big part of it. And yeah, I'm excited to see some new guys and what they're looking like and how that all kind of comes together a little bit.
In case you can't tell, Sal Capaccio is here in studio with me. I am the Bulldog. Mike's final day of vacation is today. We'll be back together on Monday, assuming nothing goes haywire from from now until then, but you never know. Anyway, so Sal's here for the full ride today. I'm grateful to have you alongside, especially because tomorrow is the first preseason game, and I think, you know, I don't have you posted keys to the game or anything? Players to watch. Or
That's the preseason thing. The preseason is the what to watch for.
Right.
The regular season is Sal's keys. Because now you want to win the game, right? What to watch for is what are you keeping an eye on? Who cares about the scoreboard?
Right.
What am I watching? Who am I watching?
Right.
And because we kind of know already that certain guys are playing or aren't playing, it makes it even a little bit more, you know, it narrows it down a little bit, the focus of what you're looking at.
Right. We are getting starters for a little on both sides of the ball, right?
So that I didn't hear anything about the Giants yet. Did you hear that today?
No, I don't know.
I don't know that either.
I just mean on the Bills offense and defense, ones are playing some.
Zach, have we heard anything on the Giants? Have they put anything out yet that you've seen today?
I have not seen anything yet.
Dable had been kind of close to the vest, and I even talked to Paul Dottino. Paul called the Bills-Jets game a few years ago in New York because Murph was out that week.
Right.
He's the fill-in. In New York, he's doing this game tomorrow here in Buffalo. He called me. He's like, hey, what do the Bills got? And then we kind of worked through that. And he said, Dable hasn't said anything yet.
Right.
Like,
other than Jackson Dart is going to play but we don't know even who's starting necessarily.
No, we don't at this point, unless something's come out that I didn't see today. But yes, for the Bills, starters other than Josh Allen and injured players or players coming back from injury pretty much who haven't had a lot of ramp-up time, they will be on the field probably for about, I would guess, I don't know, at least a few series, a quarter, something like that. But that a lot of times depends on how they play sometimes too.
Right.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. If the offense has a really good first drive, maybe that'll be it. Like if they go 10 plays, 70 yards, score a touchdown, then maybe the first unit, aside from the quarterback, maybe then they sit down and like that's the end of the day for them. And maybe the same goes for the defense. You know, if they knock the Giants down and on all series or maybe two, because I think you'd want, like that's a little different, right? If you give up a long drive, maybe that's enough for the defense. But if you go three and out, you stop them three and out, you probably go back out there a second time, see if you can do it again.
Yeah.
Because you want probably more than just three snaps from those guys if they're going to play in the game.
I think so. You know, with the way the Bills rotate their D linemen, you know, who's a starter, who's not. Yeah, you might get the starters and then you might get a little bit more of the backups mixed in with linebacker starters, right? So probably after those first few plays, you're looking at something a little bit different. They're also pretty banged up around a lot of spots, especially safety. Both their safeties are out.
Right.
Both their presumed starting safeties are out. Right. Taylor Rapp, we know, and Cole Bishop, and that's been an issue, obviously. So what does that look like? Terrell Bernard just got back this week, so doubt he's going to get much time. But Matt Milano will probably be out there.
Yeah. Now, see, both he and Tre'Davious White, I recognize that they're not quarterbacks. They're not Josh Allen. And you know, if you want to get them some reps, then this is as good a time as any, I suppose. Man, I sort of feel like I might lean more towards Sean McVay than you do, which is just he's been pretty well known for not ever playing any of the starters at all in the preseason. And to me, a guy like Milano, hearing all these reports about how incredible he looks in camp, like all the way back, and to an extent, the same goes for Tre'Davious White, I think, right?
Yep.
I'd be inclined to sort of treat them like Josh Allen if I were in charge. Like, you know what? This is going great. I am not going to expose you to anything unnecessary. And to me, I guess I would qualify playing a preseason game against the Giants tomorrow as unnecessary for those two guys. We know who they are. We know what they can do. And if they're healthy right now, man, I want to sort of like bubble wrap that and save it for September myself.
I don't disagree. I think Sean McDermott feels probably a little bit different that they want to get them a little bit of time. Because even Josh Allen is on the table this preseason. I mean, he could play.
Right.
Right? He could play next week, maybe, in week two. It wouldn't be week three, I don't think. He could play next week. And if Josh Allen could be on the table, I think anybody could be on the table. But I agree with you, right? And maybe even, to me, it's got to come down to maybe to the communication with those players. Hey, Tre'Davious, you know, what do you think? Hey, Matt, what do you think? You know, how much do you need? And those guys may say, I'm good, coach. If you want me to play, I'll get the reps. That's great. Or they may say, hey, I'm feeling great. I don't think I need to go out there. I think a lot of that has to be communication. I think especially with these veteran players. They've been around a while. They've been with Sean McDermott a long time. You can have that communication. Obviously, Trey left and came back. You know, I would rather see them not out there and risk anything. But sometimes players want to do it.
Right.
So there's something to be said for players sometimes who say, I want to go out there and get a few reps under my belt.
Right. Because as much as you can get out of what happens at the – because I've never been to the controlled scrimmage situation, the joint practice situation, like they'll have next weekend, right? Is that Friday in Chicago they'll be doing that? I've never attended that, and I'm reading accounts today. Funny enough, the Bears and Dolphins are doing that in advance of tomorrow's preseason game, and it's been really physical from what I've read online. Yes. I've seen reporters from both teams tweeting. Like it's been aggressive. There's been – I don't know, like punches, but it's been kind of nasty. So are those opportunities, like if Matt Milano comes on a blitz, is he tackling Caleb Williams next Friday, or is the quarterback is still, so it's still that pull up? See, that might be the singular value of playing in a preseason game, is just to be able to actually finish a rep.
Right, like the guy did last night against Richardson. I didn't see who did it. Maybe you know, but I watched the highlight many times with the sound off wherever I was in some room. I see this. I'm like, man, look at that. What happened? I scroll past Twitter. Right. Oh, my God, look what happened.
If that's a joint practice, he's not hitting Anthony Richardson.
That's correct.
The play's probably blown dead.
Correct.
Because he's in clean, but you're not. Yeah, right.
In a joint practice setting, the quarterbacks are wearing red, and it's the same rules you have in the regular practice settings. However, that said, there's a little bit more risk involved because the guy on the other side of the offensive lineman is going hard to make a play. And if he gets close, he's not as worried about hitting the other team's quarterback. He knows he shouldn't, but he's trying to make the team.
Right.
He's trying to show what he can do.
Right.
So there is a little bit more risk, but the rule is don't touch the quarterbacks.
But what about other ball carriers, like receivers, running backs? Are they getting tackled fully in a joint practice setting?
That is totally up to how you want to run the period.
Okay.
And you could definitely do that between the two sides. If I remember correctly, I don't think the Bills and Steelers went live very much like that. They did up thud.
Right.
Like they didn't take to the ground last year. It might have been maybe a period or two, but there wasn't a lot of that.
Well, that does sort of translate to why I'm most interested in seeing some of these depth defensive linemen tomorrow. Like that is not usually like the sexiest, you know, where are the new pass catchers? Do we have a new running back? That kind of thing is usually what I think a lot of fans, I myself included, treat the preseason for. I think there's so many new faces and bodies on that defense that, you know, not necessarily in the starting group, although Joey Bosa is new and that'll be our first look at him, but you're talking about Michael Hoyt and Ogunjobi who are going to miss the first six games. You're talking about TJ Sanders and Landon Jackson and Deion Walker, all draft picks that to varying degrees, like, you know, I'm really interested to see what kind of impact you can maybe start building and hoping for once the regular season gets here, and seeing them be able to play in a situation where they can finish plays, I think is pretty interesting.
And I will tell you that the Bills are very excited to see that too, because this is kind of what you're referring to from a fan. It's the same with coaches. Hey, they've been able to do A, B, and C out here. What happens when in that stadium and there's fans and there's a guy on the other side that's trying to eat his lunch to prove that he belongs in this league and what he can do? Like, that can really kind of separate a lot of guys here, right? And we all know the stories over the years, whatever players you want to think about or say. I think Dez Lewis comes to mind, right? Man, was he good in shorts and T-shirt. Just when the games came on and he just couldn't be physical enough in a game situation as a wide receiver, that just didn't happen. Whether that's at linebacker or somewhere else. I think that coaches want to see the exact same thing you're saying. And I'll tell you, just from conversations I've had, Bills coaches and front office are very optimistic and excited what they've seen from this rookie group, this young defensive line group. But now you got to do it. Like, I'm excited what I've seen from you in camp. Let's go translate, because anything can happen after that.
Yeah, I feel like, to me, Jackson is the one that I'm most curious about, just because I feel like Edge, I'm not sure still what I've got there. I'm counting on Joey Bosa, and that can be, you know, a little unnerving because of his injury history. And if I'm really, I know there's all kinds of different ways you can get to the quarterback, and we'll see if the Bills sort of build a different beast this year from a, you know, just a strategic standpoint where they use some different things with this new defensive line assistant coach Nielsen here, and if there's more blitzing and just different packages designed to confuse opposing offenses a little bit more. But edge and getting to the quarterback is still, I feel like we're right there still. It's been 5 years since the first AFC title game appearance and loss to Kansas City, and it became, we got to get this guy on the ground. And they really have still not really ever done that.
Agreed.
Right? Von Miller showed it in the one regular season game he played against Kansas City. And like, okay, maybe this will work, right? He was the closer in that game in the fourth quarter. But then he got hurt, and that was the end of that. So I'm still looking for somebody that I can count on there. Bosa's obviously at the top of the list, but I feel like other guys, you may need someone else to sort of break through to complement Rousseau and Epinesa. And that's why I think about Jackson, who right now, with how many guys there are, especially once Michael Hoyt is off his suspension, I feel like Jackson has to force his way into the rotation if he's going to be counted on in the regular season. Because right now, I'm not sure he'd get a jersey if we were looking at a regular season game.
Agreed. And I know what you're saying, but just so everybody's clear, making the team but being inactive on game day.
Right.
Hardly scratch,
right?
I agree with you. I do think because of the, obviously, the Hoyt suspension, it kind of makes it maybe a little bit more, you know, possible that that could happen.
Right.
But as I sit here right now, if everybody's healthy, he's the odd man out. Unless you get to a point where A.J. Epinesa is not in your team because you just have too many guys, and that's
right.
The guy that you say, okay, we can move on from. Because I'm going to be honest, I think Javon Solomon has had a nice camp.
Right.
And he's in his second year. And he's a guy that I think he can provide a little bit of juice off the edge, right? So, yeah, Landon Jackson's probably that guy who, well, he's either going to be active, he's going to be on the roster, but we have to decide who's active, who's not active. I'm interested to see Deion Walker. Deion Walker is just such a massive human being and such a good athlete. I want to see what that looks like in a real setting against other NFL players.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
For trying to block him. And if this kid came out the year before he did, many thought he'd be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Went back to Kentucky, has the back injuries. Nobody really knows he has the back issues. Just had a down year. Oh, they discovered at the end of the year. Man, he's had back issues. If he didn't have back issues, maybe that wouldn't have impacted the way he played. I like what I've seen from him. I like what I hear from mm-hmm. people, what they see from him. But I want to see what he can do in this setting as well, because I think if you have a guy like Deion Walker who can really do the things they need to do, that can really kind of free up some of those other guys you're talking about as well.
Sure, yeah. I mean, he's he's even a bigger body than Daquan Jones. Daquan Jones has been like the,
yes.
that guy,
yes.
you know, right? And the one technique guy. Yeah, Walker, what, 6'7", 300, what are we talking, 40?
That's right.
Like, he's just a massive, massive dude who gets a lot of credit for being very light on his feet for someone that size. So that, yeah, he is a super intriguing guy. I wonder, you mentioned AJ Epenesa. I'm thinking about Dwayne Carter, a third-round pick from last year. With all these people that are sort of replenishing the defensive line and the defensive tackle position here, Ogunjobi and Sanders and Walker, I wonder about a guy like Carter. Like, is there, assuming Daquan Jones, who I don't think I've heard one thing about one play he's been a part of during camp so far, which that doesn't have to be bad. I have to kind of remind myself, oh, yeah, he's still, like, the starter at that position next to Ed Oliver. I just wonder about Dwayne Carter, if there's even room for him, too, with all the new bodies. Again, Ogunjobi, much like
right.
Hoyt with Jackson, provides some runway for the first few weeks of the season, but eventually they're going to have to make some tough decisions there. And that's a third-round pick from last year. I just don't know where I'm putting him if Deion Walker sort of – not that they're playing the same style game or anything, but it's another body at defensive tackle. I just wonder if there's room, because obviously Sanders is on your team. Oliver and Daquan Jones, I assume, are on the team. Ogunjobi, they're going to go through the suspension. He's going to be on the team. I mean, how many defensive tackles am I keeping on my team?
I agree with you. From where's the room, I just could... It'd be stunned me to see them move on from a third-round pick.
I know.
Right? So I think that they... still have plans for Deion Walker, right?
Yep.
The guy I think about is Daquan Jones, actually, for this, which is he only has 1 year left on his deal. You could save $5.5 million by releasing him. Is that a guy?
Mm-hmm.
To me, you probably financially would make more sense to do that. And if everybody starts showing and doing well, maybe that's where you go and say, okay, like, what are we getting out of this
right.
guy here? Like, to me, that would be more of the guy. I'd be stunned if it was Dwayne Carter, but... it is the exact same conversation as Landon Jackson.
Yeah.
Because they both have one guy who's suspended for 6 weeks. At that position, it gives you six. Without that guy, it's five. They can keep 10 guys to have one from each position game day inactive. They've done that before. I think ideally you probably want nine, maybe, but they've done 10 before. So I think you have the five, but what happens when you have six? And that sort of sorts itself out
yep.
as the season goes on.
I feel like if... for Daquan Jones to be in the crosshairs like you're referring to here, like potentially, you know, save the money and move on, that would mean to me, depending on what they want to do, like we'll see if they still want, as often as they have in past years, the big one tech type guy with Ed Oliver, or do they want a little more upfield like Sanders and Oliver as a tandem maybe? But I feel like Deion Walker, if he can show that he can do the job that Daquan Jones has been doing for them, then maybe that equation spits out a result where Daquan Jones is looking
right.
for work at the end of August or early September.
I mean, these, yes, his future could depend on just those guys being, hey, we're comfortable here, right? I don't
right.
know. It's going to be really interesting. So tomorrow, we'll see. Do the Giants play their starting offensive line? That's a great test for these guys. We could see right away. You made a point about Jackson Dart earlier. He's going to play. We don't know if he's going to start. So now you'll get 3 years in a row, Jackson Dart this year, Caleb Williams last year, first ever NFL action.
Right.
Anthony Richardson the year before.
That's right.
First ever NFL action. The list is long for guys who have had their first ever starts against the Bills. We can go through it. But, I mean, just in the last 3 years, even it's preseason, you're talking about three first-round picks getting their first action right here in Orchard Park.
Right. We will have some time. We don't really have much now, and we've got a guest coming up at 3:30 and then again at 4 o'clock. Sam Paniatovich, a regular with us from Bet Sweats at 3:30, and then our buddy Chris Trapasso will join us at 4. Eventually, we'll get around to talking with fans, if you're up for it, like who you're excited to see, these position battles that Sal and I are talking about. Really, all we've done so far is talk about the defensive line position, but we'll jump around the roster and certainly are open to hearing from you once we get up and running and clear of these guests clear of these guys. Makes it sound like I can't wait to get done with them. I think you know what I mean. Just free up the show to take some calls from folks at 803-0550 with the preseason game coming tomorrow. Should be a great day, right? I mean, the forecast just looks spectacular. If anything, maybe it's going to be just too hot. I don't know, but still, really nice. Should be a really fun day, and hopefully lots of kids get a chance to get out to the stadium one last time.
Yeah, and it's the last preseason game ever inside the stadium, right? I mean, so it'll be interesting, and not that has to mean anything, but you're right, because a lot of people don't take their kids to regular season games. And if you're going to just say, hey, that's the time, tomorrow's it.
Right. 803-0550 will be the phone number as we get rolling here. As I said, once we get through with Sam and Chris, eventually we'll squeeze out a version of Reverse AFC Power Rankings. Have you ever been a part of Reverse AFC Power Rankings, Sal?
I have. Okay. I've done it before, yes.
I wasn't sure. I have not done it.
It might have been. Maybe not even last year.
Been a while.
Or in the beginning of last year at some point. Okay.
Right. Well, we'll get through that. We've been doing that on Fridays in the summer here. So
I've heard other people and some of their takes on these teams, so I'm excited to get mine.
We will we'll get around to that maybe at 5 o'clock or so or 5:30, depending on how things go. But anyway, Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats coming up. We'll get some there's always NFL futures that we're talking about. He's got some ideas about pairing up first and second place in divisions instead of just division winners. So we'll get into that and talk about some baseball, maybe some futures for playoffs now that the baseball season is into August here. So that's all coming up after this. Sal Capaccio is in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.